Hi, and welcome to MFR Farming for Wednesday with me, Richard Jones. And it's been a reasonably good trade at Stirling this week for the Perth bull sales. The shorthorn bulls sold to 6,500, averaging close on 4, and the females sold well to average over 2,000. Limousines sold strongly too, with a top of 9,200, and 9,000 being actually achieved twice more. But strangely, in the Angus sections, females outsold the bulls, 14,000 being the tops for the 2009 cow Kitewood Ellen Erica. The males topped out at 9,000 for the reserve champion, but yesterday the intermediate Simmentals went well, with 12,000 being paid for champion Corrick Benson, who's making the journey up to Inverness. Top of the pack, however, was 22,000, and the rest of the seniors going from 7 to 10,000. More from Stirling as the week goes on. But back to today, and my guest is Rachel Rowlands. She's founder of the well-known household name of yogurts, Rachel's Dairy. She's looking to inspire youngsters to get started with their own enterprises.
It all started in 1982 when we, for once, were completely cut off by a freak snowstorm. After 3 days, there was absolutely no prospect of a tanker getting to the farm. I was raised, you know, to believe waste not, want not. So what could I do with the milk? We still had an old separator, and literally we just started to separate the milk as it came from the cows. And we kept that cream, fed the skim back to the cows. When the roads opened, I literally carried the cream across to the main road, and a cousin in a four-wheel drive came and collected me, and we took it to local shops and hotels. That was the start, because that cream produced from our Guernsey cows was so well received that it encouraged us to supply on a regular basis. So from 1982 to 84, we did just that. But gradually I realised that the increasing amount of skim milk being generated, I needed to look at doing something. We were at that time feeding it to pigs. But I started to experiment in the kitchen, making a natural yoghurt, and then introduced that alongside our cream and butter that I was making. And one could say the rest is history. That yoghurt was obviously very much enjoyed. And just that the whole thing continued to grow from there.
So if it hadn't been for a freak snowstorm, we might not have the famous Rachel's Dairy's products in our chiller cabinets at all. And tomorrow she reveals a bit more about starting up your own food branding. That's right here on MFR Farming, 6:40 and 12:40.